live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, an orange weather warning is coming into place for Donegal later tonight. Meanwhile, severe and damaging winds will continue for the rest of the day as Storm Barra tracks across Ireland. The Taoiseach has denied undermining public health advice through new rules managing interviews given by NPHET members. Latest figures show that there were 59 people awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, and a SAOLTA senior official is urging those who are not vaccinated to do so. Good evening. Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport. Returning to our top story though, an orange weather warning is coming into place for Donegal later tonight. The alert will be in place from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, with Met Eireann forecasting severe or damaging gusts and potentially some coastal flooding. Donegal County Council's adverse weather team is continuing to monitor the situation. Director of Services Gary Martin says the warning will be in effect for Donegal during rush hour tomorrow morning, and he is urging extreme caution. He says given the nature of the winds expected, it will give rise to hazardous driving conditions.
Really, you'll see the effects of it in Donegal. I suppose most pronounced from midnight around till probably 8-9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And it's in that context, particularly when it's an orange weather event, I suppose we're urging extreme caution for anyone being out and about during that time period. It does encompass, I suppose, the rush hour tomorrow morning, and the advice with orange warnings is that you really should only travel if you absolutely have to. That's the standard national advice in relation to that. And we want to make sure that people are aware of that advice. Given the nature of the winds and the very strong nature of the winds, you know, it will give rise to hazardous travelling conditions. And, you know, there will always be the danger of fallen trees and debris, and also the danger of wires and so on and so forth that might have fallen down. The other risk, obviously, is for drivers of high-sided vehicles, you know, where the wind can catch them and cause difficulties for those drivers as well. So we really want to emphasise the risks that are associated with being out and about during that time period.
And we understand that the coast will be particularly affected, potentially. People living in coastal areas need to be on high alert as well for the likes of flooding, etc.
Yeah, the biggest risk that's presenting, there's this very, very strong northwesterly wind that'll be turning around this evening and coming on shore to the coast in Donegal, effectively from Fannin Head south around Bloody Foreland down into Donegal Bay. In fact, in Donegal Bay, the marine warning this afternoon for Donegal Bay as far north as Rossin Point has been escalated to a red marine warning. And, you know, alongside the existing orange warning for the rest of coastal Donegal, the clear message there is, you know, stay well clear of the coast. Don't be walking or out and about in any coastal areas for the duration of this event. For people living in those areas, you know, have extreme caution, you know, as you go into from your properties, given the nature of these ones and the risks that are associated with it. We are monitoring very closely the potential for there to be onshore flooding, and we're taking some steps at the moment, I suppose, to forward deploy some resources in areas where there may be risk. I suppose it's through an abundance of caution, really, that we want to make sure that in the event of something arising, you know, that we have sandbag stocks in place available to perhaps meet any potential risk that might present.
Well, severe and damaging winds will continue for the rest of the day as Storm Barra tracks across Ireland. Clare, Cork and Kerry are under a red wind weather warning. Many western coastal counties will be under an orange wind warning until tomorrow morning, including Donegal. Gusts are expected to reach or exceed 130 kilometres an hour as the storm continues to have an impact. Heavy and blustery showers are also expected. Keith Leonard, National Director for Fire and Emergency Management, has urged people to stay safe and check the weather advice.
Again, to keep up to date with the Met Eireann warnings, and also just to remind people to keep their mobile phones charged so they can contact the emergency services, particularly if they lose power. and that there's going to be significant hazards throughout the day from fallen trees and also fallen power lines, and people should be very careful around those.
The HSE has confirmed that the Letterkenny and Donegal Town COVID-19 testing centres will remain open as normal this evening. However, due to the orange weather warning, both testing centres will remain closed until 1 p.m. tomorrow in the interest of service user and staff safety. The Taoiseach has denied undermining public health advice through new rules managing interviews given by NPHET members. People on the public health emergency team must now consult with the Government Information Service before going on radio or television. Some have claimed it amounts to a gagging of NPHET, but Taoiseach Micheál Martin denies that's the case.
That public health advice is independent, it's transparent, and is seen to be so. And I'm going to give this commitment, Deputy, that as long as I'm Taoiseach, there will never ever be an attempt to in any shape or form undermine the independence or transparency of public health advice.
Latest INMO figures show there were 59 people awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, 19 of them on ED trolleys. In Sligo, there were 36 admitted patients without beds, 21 of them in the ED. The Letterkenny figure is the second highest in the state, and with a combined figure of 95, the North West figure is the highest in the country and represents 22% of the national total of 439. A senior official with SAILTA is urging those who are not vaccinated to do so, saying the mortality rate in people over 45 admitted to intensive care is in the region of 50%. Professor John Bates is the group's clinical lead for critical care. He says while the situation has stabilised across the region, there have been high numbers at Letterkenny. He spoke on today's 9 till noon show.
This particular surge has affected different hospitals in the SAILTA area in different ways. Letterkenny in particular has had quite a lot of COVID activity and a lot of and intensive care admissions. Generally, across the rest of the SAILTA group, it's not so bad at the moment. The numbers nationally have stabilised. They've been kind of running between 110 and 200. I know, you know, there was a lot of media attention on the initial projections, which were suggesting between 200 and 400, but it looks like things have stabilised based on the changes which people have made in the last couple of weeks, and it's stabilised at about 110 to 120. And kind of that's more or less what SAILTA is seeing as well, a fairly stable trickle through of intensive care patients into the units. This wave is quite remarkable because it's really the first wave we've had after a comprehensive vaccination program. There are two types of patients in the intensive care units. There are patients who have significant immunosuppression, so they're not able to react to the vaccine. And then there are people who've chosen not to get vaccinated. You know, about half the intensive care units across the country are full of the 7% of people who've chosen not to get vaccinated, which is, you know, putting huge pressure on the system. It's impacting other people's care, and it's, you know, some of these patients are not surviving. I think there's a kind of a perception out there that young patients don't get sick from COVID, but some of them do. In fact, once you get over the age of about 45 and you're admitted to intensive care, the mortality rate's actually quite high. It's up to 50%. So it's there are two groups, the group who are not vaccinated and the group who are vaccinated but have reasons that they can't respond to the vaccine.
The government is to give extra state funding to childcare providers that improve pay for staff. Creches will get extra funding of over €200 million a year from 2023 onwards. However, this is conditional on companies agreeing to a new pay deal for workers. Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman explains.
So once the Employment Regulation Order applies, all service providers have to pay those rates, and the state will step up with that very significant investment, €69 million next year, €207 million in a full year, to support the service providers paying those wages.
The chair of Donegal County Council's MICA Redress Committee says the controversy over the sliding scale in the revised scheme might have been avoided if the committee had been represented on the defective blocks working group. Councillor Martin McDermott was speaking after the council's reconvened monthly meeting heard from all members that the sliding scale must be scrapped. Councillor McDermott says this is just one of the issues that need to be discussed with the department.
With the previous scheme, there was a lot of hidden detail and a lot of things that, you know, we didn't realise till the scheme was up and running. And I think it's important now that a delegation from our committee meet department officials so that we can go through the scheme in fine detail and to get those answers and get those things cleared up before the new scheme is launched come spring of 2022.
Given that you and Donegal County Council have a very unique perspective on this as the people that were administering the first scheme, was it a major mistake not to have the committee directly represented on the defective blocks working group that met over the summer?
Absolutely, Donal. I think we've been very clear on that. From, you know, there's no doubt that our committee should have been represented because there's a lot of information, there's a lot of experience. We deal with this every single day of the week, morning and at night, with queries, with issues, and with all the issues that sometimes people don't see. That information alone was vital, and it should have been part of that. But look, that has not happened, and that can't be changed now, Donal. So I think it's important now that the officials meet with our committee, meet with the delegation, go through the scheme to see where we are, where the council and where the local authority is on this scheme and what we can do going forward to make sure that this scheme runs a lot more smoother than the last scheme and that people here in this county can get their homes fixed once and for all.
An investigation is continuing after a large sum of cash was stolen from a vehicle on Arranmore Island last weekend. The incident occurred outside a home at Upper Plough between 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday lunchtime. Gardaí said that a local man who lives with a disability discovered his van was broken into on Saturday afternoon. A substantial sum of money and personal documents had been stolen. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Gardaí in Dunloe Garda Station. Well, Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information in relation to an alleged stabbing incident that happened between 2 and 3 a.m. on the morning of Friday, November 12th. At High Road in Letterkenny, opposite the Social Welfare Office. A man sustained a serious but non-life-threatening injury after an altercation involving a group of men. Garda Niall Maguire says persons of interest have been identified and arrests are likely. However, he says Gardaí are seeking more information.
The guards in Letterkenny are appealing for information in relation to this alleged stabbing incident that occurred in the small hours of the morning. So it was Thursday night, the 11th, going into the 12th, between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. at the High Road opposite the Social Welfare Office in Letterkenny. The young man was stabbed and taken to the Accident and Emergency Department in the hospital. His injuries are serious, but not life-threatening, and as far as I know, he's been released from hospital and he's mending okay. There was a group of between 30 to 40 people present but weren't involved but may have witnessed this incident. We also noticed from viewing CCTV that there were two taxis present and both the taxis had a clear view of what happened. So I want to appeal directly, I suppose, to the taxi drivers. One of the taxi drivers was driving one of these kind of rental Kangoo type things, probably for wheelchair access. If they had dash cams or if they saw anything, Garda Declan O'Keefe and Letterkenny is the lead investigator. And the person themselves that was involved in this, if they want to put their hands up and come forward and speak to Declan and Letterkenny, because Declan has got a lot of leads in this. He's done a lot of top class police work on it so far, and he's very determined to solve it. So again, anybody in this group that may be able to help Declan, please contact them directly in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100, or you can give us a tip anonymously on the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. Starting with soccer in the Airtricity League Premier Division, Derry City have signed defender Cameron Dummigan on a 2-year contract from Dundalk. The 25-year-old started his playing career at Cliftonville before joining Premier League outfit Burnley in 2013. A successful loan at Oldham saw him move to Boundary Park permanently in 2016 before he joined the Lilywhites 3 years later. And it's been a busy few days for Rory Higgins as the City boss also unveiled Brandon Kavanagh as the club's newest addition at today's Brandywell press conference. The midfielder played for both Bray Wanderers and Bohemians at under 19 level before joining Shamrock Rovers and going out on loan to the Carlisle Grounds. His contract at Tala ended and Higgins moved quickly to bring the midfielder to Foyleside as he puts the finishing touches to his 2022 squad. Kavanagh has penned a 3-year deal at Derry. And locally in the Knockalla Cup tonight, there was one game down for decision. Kilmacrennan were due to play Kildrum Tigers, but that game has been postponed. Cross-channel, Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel has revealed that Mateo Kovacic has tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss their trip to Zenit St. Petersburg. The Croatian international is now self-isolating. Also out of their Champions League group match is Italian midfielder Jorginho with a back problem. And Tottenham Hotspur can apply to the Premier League to have Sunday's game with Brighton called off. The London club have confirmed a COVID-19 outbreak, with at least six players to miss Thursday's Conference League game with Rennes. Clubs must have 14 or more players available to fulfil Premier League games, but may apply for postponements due to coronavirus. Elsewhere, Liverpool and Manchester City are both assured of top spot in their respective groups ahead of tonight's final round of games. Jurgen Klopp has promised to rotate his starting 11 for their away game to AC Milan. Porto, they host Atletico Madrid in Group B's other game, with both hopeful of taking second place. Well, Kevin De Bruyne is set to start for Manchester City in their game away to RB Leipzig. That's due to start at 5:45. The Belgian midfielder is only returning to action, having tested positive for COVID-19. City boss Pep Guardiola says it may take some time for De Bruyne to get back up to speed.
He has to come back and fight for a position like everyone. He has to come back being himself and show himself he's back and do what he has to do, like he has done the last 5 or 6 years every single 3 days.
Well, City have a strong starting lineup with De Bruyne, Jack Grealish and Phil Foden all starting this evening's game. Elsewhere, Group A's other game sees Paris Saint-Germain host Club Brugge. In Group C, Ajax, they face Sporting Lisbon, and it's Borussia Dortmund, they meet Besiktas. In Group D, Real Madrid host Inter Milan, and Shakhtar Donetsk, they meet Sheriff Tiraspol. All those games start at 8 o'clock. In rugby, Connacht will be without Bundy Aki for Sunday's Heineken Champions Cup trip to Stade Francais. The Irish centre has failed to recover from a knee injury in time. Meanwhile, head coach Andy Francis, Jack Ogier and Oisin Dowling both have great futures with the province. They've signed contract extensions until 2022. And the EPCR say it's regrettable that this weekend's meeting of Bristol and the Scarlets has been cancelled. Bristol have been given a walkover after Scarlets were unable to field a team. 32 frontline squad members remain in quarantine following their recent return from South Africa. Munster are in a similar position, but Sunday's game away to Wasps is not under threat. Finally, for this evening in snooker, Fergal O'Brien and Michael Judge are both in action at the Scottish Open this evening. O'Brien takes on world number 5 Ciarán Wilson, while Judge takes on Jackson Page of Wales. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Catherine.
Thank you, Kenny. Returning to news now, searches have been conducted in Paris as part of the investigation into the murder of Lyra McKee in Derry. Detectives from the Police Service of Northern Ireland's major investigation team conducted a search of a production company in Paris earlier today, led by two French judges with the assistance of French police. Detectives believe that a camera crew from the production company was in Derry throughout the week of Lyra's murder. A European investigation order was carefully considered, sought and granted by Belfast Crown Court, and a search was later approved and supported by senior members of the French judiciary. A number of items have been recovered for further examination. Finally for this evening, Donegal's Chief Superintendent is to put Gartha Peter McGee forward for a National Bravery Award. Gartha McGee from Letterkenny Gartha Station has been hailed a hero in recent days after saving a woman from the River Swilly last week. Gartha says swift actions without a doubt prevented tragedy. Chair of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says it's a fitting tribute for Gartha McGee to be nominated for such an accolade.
The story of what Gartha Peter McGee done in rescuing a lady from the River Swilly is one that certainly merits it. He put himself at great danger and without thought he got into the water and saved the lady and held on to her until such time as help come. So these are the stories you don't hear much about, and certainly it was a fantastic act of bravery on his behalf.
Well, Weather forecast now. Storm Barra will continue to cause severe and damaging winds throughout the evening. Tonight, further damaging and possibly disruptive winds will persist throughout Tuesday night for most areas. Light to moderate variable winds to the northeast of the province as the centre of the storm continues to pass over. Temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees. Closing headlines, and an orange weather warning is coming into place for Donegal later tonight. The alert will be in place from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Nationally, severe and damaging winds continue for the rest of the day as Storm Barra tracks across Ireland. Clare, Cork and Kerry are under a red wind weather warning. And the Taoiseach has denied undermining public health advice through new rules managing interviews given by NPHET members. That is the news on Highland Radio for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, the 7th of December. The death has taken place of Bridget Quinn, Rossmore, Donegal Town and formerly of Ballycullowan. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, travelling via the Diamond, Donegal Town, to St Agatha's Church, Clare, at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private on Thursday morning, please. Family, flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place in East Kilbride, Scotland, of Kathleen Logan, niece Sweeney, formerly of Arranmore Island, County Donegal. Rosary to be held on Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the family residence. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in St Leonard's Chapel, East Kilbride, Scotland, followed by interment in Phillips Hill Cemetery, East Kilbride. The Mass can be viewed live on St Leonard's Chapel Facebook page. The death has taken place of Charlie Una Gallagher, na Derry Bega Gidor. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. The wake will be private to family and close friends. House private, please, from after the rosary time to 11 a.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. Charlie's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Gillespie Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Sarah McFadden, Ní Curran, Drimna Rá Crísla and formerly of Curran Sport Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her home. Wake private to family and close friends, please, with family only on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Crísla, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family, flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Jimmy Spence, 68, Castlefin Park, Castledurg. Funeral service will take place at his late home tomorrow at 2:30. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Castledurg. The house is private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Anne Stewart, née Carolyn, the Rowan Lifford. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:45 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlagh Lifford at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to cancer research, care of Quigley funeral directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Michael Mickey Rorty, the Wood, Stranaloch, Glantys. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Wake is open to family, close friends and neighbours until 9 p.m. tonight. removal tomorrow morning to St Connell's Church, Glendees, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Jim Gallina, Golf Course Road, Letterkenny. Jim's funeral mass will take place at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium in Cavan. The house is strictly private at the request of the deceased. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.